The award-winning A Black Executive Perspective podcast presents BEP Live. Hosted by Chris P. Reed and Tony Tidbett, where uncomfortable conversations take center stage. So, let's go there. What uncomfortable conversation are we having tonight?
Welcome, welcome to the new BEP Live, coming to you every Tuesday at our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. I am your host, Chris P. Reed.
And I am Tony Tidbett. And here we're here to cut through the noise and get straight to what matters: power, politics, culture, leadership, and moments shaping our lives right now. There'll be no filters, no safe takes, just honest dialogue and real accountability. So my boy, Chris P. Reed, what's on the menu tonight?
You know what? Tonight, I wanted to start with one fact. The United States has not formally declared war since December 8th, 1941. That is 84 years ago, Congress issued, you know, the declaration for World War II. And since then, America has used authorizations, resolutions, covert actions, military operations, and police actions is what they call it when the president do what he want to do, instead of war declarations. And that brings me to our topic tonight. America stopped declaring wars, but we never stopped fighting them. So,
yeah, buddy, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, go ahead. We definitely want to unpack that.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's kind of funny because, you know, what we're going to talk about today is something that we're going to dive into some serious history and not just past history, you know, what's going on today. So, buddy, you ready to get into it?
Absolutely. And if you living in these day and times, and I know that this is top of mind for many reasons, you may feel moderate to severe discomfort, but that's what we're here to do. We're here to make uncomfortable conversations comfortable. And at this point, just wanted to prepare you guys. This is where we would have our sponsor break. So if there was a shout out that we owed to a sponsor that we have coming soon, this is where you would get your stuff off and put into the program. So you better catch me, you know, right now while we still at about 250,000 subscribers, because we're going to get bougie after this. So
There's no question.
So let me run this down for you, Tone, and the folks. First of all, shout out where y'all from. We put that in the prologue, but rep your city, you know what I'm saying, the chat. This is an interactive sport. We want y'all to be engaged and excited as much as we are to bring it to you. So let's do that again this week. But I'm going to bring up some things that I had grew up hearing in school and just around the way that reminded me of things that we've been involved with. So Korea, Vietnam, Iran-Contra, Panama with Noriega. Remember, we went in and got him in the evening. Desert, my cousin, I remember when I was a young boy, went to Desert Shield. And we didn't know what that was. And it was Saddam Hussein and all that. And then Desert Storm. And then Somalia and Bosnia and Kurtsylvania. Afghanistan and Iraq. We've been beefing with people somewhere else for as long as I've been alive, it seems, for one reason or the other. But the simple fact is, it hasn't been an actual war. And my discomfort in all this is, if we keep saying we're not at war, but we keep spending money and bombs and sanctions and deploying troops and destabilizing nations, are we being honest with the American people about what war actually is? So.
Yeah. So here's the thing, man. You know, some of these things that you have listed here, you know, I don't consider them war.
Okay.
Right. Because, okay, you know, and let's be fair. Let's keep this simple. Right. So some of this stuff, let's go through Korean War. Okay. That was a war. All right. Vietnam War. That was a war. Iran-Contra, that wasn't a war. That was a conflict.
Okay.
All right, so it's a big difference. Okay. I don't even know what operating praying, man. That sounds like some kung fu type shit. You know what I'm saying? You watch this dude doing karate movies.
Okay.
Because I don't even know what that is, right?
Okay.
Panama, Noriega, that was not a war. That's a conflict. Desert Shield, Desert Storm, those are wars, and we'll dive into the difference, right? Somali, a conflict. Bosnia, a conflict. Kosovo, those are conflicts. Afghanistan, it's a war. Iraq, is it a war? I mean, we'll get into that. Libya, Syria. I don't remember. You know, we bombed Libya with Gaddafi. What was his name? Gaddafi and shit, right?
Gaddafi, yeah, Bobar. Yeah. Yeah.
Those
yeah.
wars. Those are conflicts, okay? And then Syria, you have conflict. Yemen conflict. So you, and why do I say that? Just think about it for a second.
Because you were sensitive. That's why.
No, I'm not sensitive. Because
you were sensitive.
I'm
the person that got punched, we fight. No. You was like, that wasn't even a fight.
I was just about to go... People got socked.
Right.
Okay? Those ain't wars. They got socked. All right? However, no, anybody, no. It's just to anybody. Those are not war. A war is they got socked. They socked you back, and then they didn't let it go. All right?
Okay.
So they're like, we're going to keep going back. And so that's where you just keep going back to Hatfields and McCoys. Those
okay.
are wars.
Okay.
All okay. right? Because both sides have not given up. And then from the United States standpoint, and I know you're going to get into it, typically in some of these instances, which that's why I call them wars, is because the president went to Congress and said, give me authorization to fight this war, okay? Korea, okay. Vietnam, okay. even okay. Iraq with Desert Shield and Desert. Those were Bush, the Bushes. Remember, Jesse Jackson used to say, stay out of the Bushes.
Right.
But my point is, he went to Congress and said, give me authorization to fight a war. But even in those situations, there were more massacres than mm-hmm. wars, right? Because okay. we didn't get attacked. And mm-hmm. we didn't. See, this is my point here. See, a lot of times when you haven't, we just go back to the hood. All right. You sock me, right? And then I go home with a black eye. That's a conflict.
Right.
All right. I sock you back. It's still a conflict until we start, no matter what. From now on, every time I see you, you see me, we're going to go back.
Sight.
That's a war. That's a war. Right?
Okay.
And then not only that, I'm getting my boys, you're getting your boys. It's a war. Okay.
Yep.
But a conflict is something totally different. So that's where I go to. It's a conflict. But let me hear your thoughts.
Okay. So what I learned in school and what I believe in the book is that only Congress has the right to declare war.
And that's it. That's why
Congress,
I just named them.
Okay. And the last time Congress declared war was December 8th. 1941. It's in the paperwork, Tone. Congress has not declared war on anybody since World War II, period. Point blank.
So hold on. So,
hard stop.
So what's his name? So the Korean War. They didn't declare war.
Nope.
Okay.
If he asked for resources to fight his fight, and they said, okay, take some people.
Yeah, okay. So, buddy, so here's the thing.
There
so
we go.
Now we get to, okay. So you're right. You ever play the game Risk?
Yes.
Where it says, I declare war or some shit. What's that shit?
Yes.
No, it's the card game. What is it called?
Oh, that's I declare war. That's I declare war. Yeah.
And so you say,
you flip over the cards.
Declare war.
Yep.
Card, right?
Yep.
So I get that. So for the most part, we've never, matter of fact, we probably only did that maybe twice.
That's correct.
Right? We did it, what, the Revolutionary War?
Revolutionary War, and then,
you want to say World War II. Okay.
That's correct.
Right. But that doesn't mean that the other ones that I name are not wars. Okay. Because the bottom line is they still went to Congress to ask for some. So I give you an example. I give you a prime example. Bosnia, they didn't go to Congress and ask for shit. Okay. They just attacked. Gaddafi in Libya, they just attack. All right. But for the Iran war with Desert Shield, Bush and them did ask for, hey, give me money, give me this.
Troops.
They didn't say I declare war, but they did bring it to Congress first before they attacked. You see my point? That's the difference, at least in my mind. But you're right. From a technical standpoint, you didn't hear, the cards didn't get flipped over and said, I declare war.
Okay. That's right. It's so not in the books, but that's shady as hell, Tone. So look. Okay, my man's from last week. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, what up, Daniel? We got my man Over Bills is on there.
What's up? From Peoria, Illinois, and currently living in Atlanta, Georgia. All right, bro, my man. Welcome, my brother. Hollow Point is here. Politicians haven't been honest since 1941 because never honest about war. Okay, that's fair, right? And then we got my man, what's his name, Brills?
Over Bills.
No, I'm messing with him. I heard the news last week, bro, when I wasn't here, and I was butchering your name. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad you ain't here. We'll go to war right now. No, I'm teasing Brills. What's up, buddy? What is a war? A war is multiple fights, right? I didn't lose the fight, but won the war, right? Okay. Yeah, okay. Who is this hollow point? It's a war as soon as a missile is launched. I don't see that. To war takes two. All right, okay. We got to be attacked. Okay. Both sides are attacking each other. That's war, right? If I sock you and you don't fight back, that ain't war. That's a conflict. That's my interpretation. So, go ahead,
Chris. Tone, one of the things that you bring up a lot is the patriotism that was extracted around 9/11. When 9/11 attacks happened, did you feel we were at war? Feel about the facts, but did you feel, damn, we at war? They done bombed the Pentagon. They done bombed New York. They done, you know, bombed, but they done, you know, attacked.
They attacked us on our land. We at war. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's fair. Yep.
Nothing was ever written down, though. Like, once you stalk somebody, like he said, once the missiles get the landing and rubble gets to being created, we at war. It's on.
No. But you said here on our soil. Okay. Right. So let's be fair. We've only we've never been attacked. Okay. Nope. Except the British. Okay. Yep. Back in the War 1812 when they burned the White House or something like that. Right. The bottom line is, for the most part, we've never been attacked here.
That's
except
correct.
for the and that was in Hawaii for World War II.
Okay.
So let's be fair here. Right.
Yep.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're 100. So if you got Israel and Iraq, they're fighting, they're sending missiles back and forth and they bombing
over
each
the border.
Other. Yep. That's war.
Yep.
Both people feeling it. But if you're just attacking somebody from long distance and you ain't sending no ground troops in, right? And maybe somebody fall off an aircraft carrier, then they count that as a casualty.
Right.
All right. But at the end of the day, you ain't feeling the pain.
Right.
Your buildings ain't falling. People ain't dying, right? At least on your soil. That's my point. That's what I'm talking. Stuff is if I didn't get hit in the eye, I socked you in the eye, but I ain't get hit. We ain't at war.
We ain't fighting.
Okay. It was a conflict.
I think that, and therein is what we wanted to unravel, is most Americans don't feel war anymore. They watch war. They debate war like we having a conversation. They vote about war. But Trump ran on the president of peace. He ran to say that we wasn't going to be in war because Sleepy Joe left us in Afghanistan and people chasing down cargo planes. Remember? So because we don't have no rationing and no draft and my neighborhood ain't being destroyed, my kids going to school. I was walking around neighborhood. You know, I go walking. You told me start walking. So I've been walking. And Tony, I was thinking, I am stunned. I knew we was going to do this. There's no missiles over Dallas, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles. I don't feel this at all. The distance changes everything about how I see war. But the fact is, history is going to paint us as we're not calling it wars, but we're going to war with everybody. We've had conflict my entire life. So why? Why are we those people? Is what I'm trying to figure out. We have a standing army. We don't have to exercise it, but we choose to do so constantly.
So here's the thing, man. See, this is why. So we have to separate. That's what I'm saying. This list you have, okay? You got to separate some of it. Bosnia. So why was we with Bosnia? What were we doing there?
Trying to overthrow someone.
They were doing some type of genocide, and we were trying to help those people.
In their business.
Okay, so it's not like we just attacked them.
We spread democracy. I'm sorry, democracy aggressively. We'd be aggressively spreading democracy.
But in some of these places, you know, Grenada, right? We didn't stop. We didn't do nothing there, bro. Stop. Okay.
Hey, full disclosure for y'all people, Tony was in the Army.
Yeah, so he has a bias. I remember Grenada, right?
He has a bias. Buddy,
they could have sent some people from the hood and took care of that. You ain't got to. So this is my point. Some of these things are legitimate in terms of us helping stop genocide, helping us, you know, the humanitarian situations. I'm just saying a couple of these, right? Mm-hmm. Korea, Vietnam. See, here's the thing. Let's go back to and hold on. Let me just read some of this in here, cool. Right? Because Brill says, and hey, by the way, my brother, you did a great job yesterday too. We're gonna have you come back on live. You were awesome, right? So he says, one punch knockout is still a fight. Okay, right, but it ain't a war, all right? Because the bottom line is you got to feel some pain for a war, and that's where I think that's where you want to go here, right?
Okay.
The bottom line is how many people died? Okay, let's just be fair. We look at the Korean War. How many Americans died? There was Americans that were being killed. Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Vietnam War, what was it, 56,000, something of that nature, that was killed, okay? And so a lot of this, I mean, you want to say Desert Storm, what was it, 100 and something people died? And I'm not diminishing any lost life, right?
Absolutely.
Anybody that dies in any type of conflict, they're heroes, they're putting their lives on the line, and they wouldn't have died had they not been there. So I don't want to get into that. All I'm saying is that when you have a war, you have both sides that's feeling pain, significant pain. So Ukraine and Russia, is that a war?
In Russia, yes.
Is that a war, right? Are they fighting over territory? Are they, that's a war, okay?
Yes.
That is a war, right? But if you're sending missiles somewhere and everybody's sitting around and eating you know, pizza, the people on one side just eating pizza, and they're like, what's this noise? What's all this noise going on around here? And then somebody else, the apartment building's crashing on their head.
That's
correct. So that's what I'm saying. Both sides got to feel pain, consistent pain, right, for it to be a war. But go ahead, bro. Let me hear your thoughts.
My issue with that, and chat, you know, let me know what you think. Maybe I'm overreacting or being sensitive. The first thing I heard was the United States bombed a school in Iran, and all these kids got killed.
Exactly.
And so if I'm Iranian or my folks is Iranian or my old teacher was Iranian, we at war. Like you said, when 9/11 happened, you immediately said, we at war.
I was in the city when it happened. You see, this is my point.
Yeah, yeah, give us that.
You could feel the emotion.
Yeah.
You could feel like you didn't know what was up. You know, we were stuck. So I totally get it. But here's the thing. Let's go back to that point you just made.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A school, what was it, 1,000 kids, 300, 400 kids, school kids died in that bomb, right?
Yeah.
And you heard some that's outrage, but you didn't hear nothing that. Had that happened here? Are you kidding me? It would have been screams from, you see my point here, but because it doesn't affect you, it's not happened in your neighborhood, okay? It wasn't, you know, the bomb didn't fall on PS 129 in New York City.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
Or Cody High School in Detroit or wherever, right? So from a long distance, you're like, oh, that's messed up. But you ain't feeling it, right? And so that's my point, though.
Yeah, and I think that, unfortunately, the concept of, well, those aren't really wars is one-sided in the fact that we can't diminish the effects and the depravity of war because we able to still watch our shows on tape and we ain't got to go into a shelter. Remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I mean, I talk to people, but I don't remember when they used to have, during the Cold War, they used to have like nuclear drills and all that where you got it. I wasn't around for that, but I remember that was a real thing when the Cuban Missile Crisis, and once again, that's before my time, but these things kind of kept us on our toes, and therefore you felt kind of antsy. At some point in time, we got big, fat, and happy, Tony, and was like, oh, it can't happen over here. Even when the weather balloons, remember the Chinese weather balloons was coming by your crib? You know what I'm saying?
But I didn't think we were at war.
Right,
all right?
Right.
I mean, so, but to your point, though, bro, to your point, we have, you say fat and happy. I just think that we've been fortunate that we haven't been attacked. All right. Think about it. Let's just be fair. Let's just do a history lesson. Matter of fact, ask the crowd. Remember what my man Rock Kim used to say? How can I move the crowd? All right. See if you can move the crowd. Ask them, do they remember the last time? What country in Europe has not been destroyed by some type of war? What country in the Middle East? Chris, are you still there? Or is your ass dead from wars? Yeah, they might have bombed fucking Dallas, and this is the last picture I have. Like, you heard, buddy? Is that what it is? Olipop. Is he still alive there? You know, I just want to make sure, because he seemed like he's frozen on the screen. You see, this is what happens when you start talking about war and stuff. you know, next thing you know, you know, you got bombs falling and you might be in hit. But I just think he got technical difficulty, so he'll be back. But let me throw this at you guys. Let me ask you this question. Name a country in Europe that hasn't been attacked, that hasn't been their cities or buildings haven't crumbled, okay, down from some type of attack. Can you name one? Okay, so name one. Because for the most part, they've all been attacked at some point. Poland. You can't name a country in Europe that hasn't had some type of war or damage on their soil. What about the Middle East? Can you name me a country in the Middle East that hasn't had an apartment building or a bomb, something, some type of conflict, or excuse me, some type of fight where on their own soil they were being destroyed, or people died, the whole nine yards, right? So if you think about that for a second, we've been very fortunate because we haven't had that situation outside of the Revolutionary War and Pearl Harbor. And yeah, we had some stuff, a war 1812 when the British came. And I guess I think they burned up the White House and a couple other things, right? But outside of those things, we've never had that type of situation. Never, ever. Now, we had soldiers that went and fought in some of these big wars and died. World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War. But at the end of the day, the infrastructure of the United States did not be destroyed. It just hasn't, except not. I take it back. Forgot 9/11. Okay, and that was New York City. Okay, and I think it was 2,000, 3,000 people that died. All right, but for the most part, we haven't dealt with none of that. So when we talk war and we talk about destruction and we talk about land and we talk about, you know, going into bomb shelters and hearing air raid sirens, and we've never dealt with that. Never. So when you don't deal with, what's that old thing saying, is that when nothing, when it doesn't affect you, okay, you don't have no clue. Oh, there you go, though, buddy. Yeah, you came back.
Can I hear you? You better try to stop me. Yeah, I'm good.
Did you get attacked? Did you? This is why you don't want to talk.
They're trying to silence me? Yeah,
I asked Olipop because I know that's a relative or something. Right, I'm like, right, y'all right. All right?
Right. No, we good over here. We good over here.
No. She said he got a war on tech going on. He's clever. Feeling the pain. Exactly. That's right? That's what that was.
Right.
But I'll ask you the question. I was asking the crowd.
Yes, sir.
Name a country in Europe that hasn't had some type of war or their infrastructure destroyed by war. Name me a country in the Middle East that has not had some type of attack on their land.
Right, right. It'll be Switzerland. But they call uncle a long time ago.
Didn't the Germans go through there? They marched through there.
They didn't destroy their stuff though. They didn't knock down stuff.
Maybe that's why, because they gave them chocolate.
They opened the door, fam. They opened the door.
They gave them chocolate and some hot cocoa.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, we won't tear your shit up. All right.
But
my point is though, bro, mm-hmm. when things don't affect you to that level, you see it totally different.
Absolutely. You got to feel it. You say this all the time. It's not until you feel it.
So hold on a second. Let's go back to your point.
Uh-huh.
You said something about us being what?
Big, fat, and happy.
Big, fat, and happy. Okay. let's look at it. And I want the audience to jump in on this, right? So how many of you, please, just real quick, tell me right now, do you feel we're at war? Chris, you feel we're at war?
No. I just don't feel.
Okay, so you don't. Hold on. Don't say nothing more.
Okay, cool.
You don't feel we're at war, right? Anybody else, please, just jump in the chat. Tell me flat out, do you think we're at war right now with Iran? I'm sorry, with Iran. Do you think we're at war? All right, I'm waiting for them to put their stuff
in
there,
okay? That's cool. That's
now, cool. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, we see it. So Burrell says, we don't get hit because we don't control any natural resource. Okay, maybe. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that got anything to do with it. Either.
I don't either. I think everybody want to come
war
for
because
a bully.
So Olipop says, yes, we're at war. Brill says, we are at war because weapons are drawn. Okay. So I'm getting that people think that we at war, right? Okay. Let's look at this for a second. Let's just back up. Okay. And what did you say? Fat and happy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. I'll follow along. So we attacked Iran, right?
Yep.
Missiles, the whole nine yards, infrastructure. Yep. And then you just got finished saying that there was a school, 300 kids, whatever. Yep. And plus they had their own state TV says thousands of people have died.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Now, how many people have died in this conflict from the United States standpoint? 10, 20, something to that effect.
Soldiers, right? Though, right? Soldiers.
Hold on. Right. Let me get to the point I'm trying to make. I'm just setting it up. Okay. So you hear about it in the news. We at war. Since we at war, what are we crying about? What are we crying about since we at war?
Gas prices. The effects of the stuff we started. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. No. Gas. People dying.
Real human lives.
We're talking about, I can't wait for them to get rid of this war because now I got to pay more for gas.
Inconvenience.
That's the effect on us.
That's correct.
So when people say we at war, stop.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, Yes.
We're not at war.
Yes.
We're attacking somebody.
Yep.
The only effect by this war, by this attack, is our gas prices are going up. Yeah. And beef is a little bit more. That's what people are complaining about, and rightfully so, okay? But at the end of the day, that's the only effect.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Nobody dying.
Right.
Builders are not crashing.
Right.
None of that.
Right.
Okay? You see my point here?
Right.
So going back to you saying happy and fat and happy, there's people across that's dying.
That's correct.
We're complaining about gas prices.
It's people that can never go home again, Tony. Their homes don't exist anymore. They can never go home again.
We're sitting here saying, I can't believe he started the, because our gas prices is too high and food is too high.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. Would you think they would want to change sides? You think the people right now who sitting out, homeless, or they got some family members that died, or whatever the case may be, you think they would want to switch sides and just say, I wish it was just gas prices?
Right.
You see my point here,
right,
man?
Right.
So that's why I'm just telling you, we ain't at war. Okay? We're not, because we ain't feeling shit but gas prices. Okay? That's it. That's it. And if that's war, you kidding me?
I think the slippery slope is we've been able to draft and not be at war officially. We've been able to deploy and not be at war officially. We've had, like you said, albeit soldiers, we haven't had a lot of civilian casualties out of these conflicts. You called them appropriately conflicts, right? We haven't had a lot of civilian casualties in these conflicts. Like other people have had real live civilians hurt, harmed, maimed, and killed over stuff that we've been beefing at them with. Our beefs don't turn into something that we carry scars on, except for when that 9/11 happened. And I remember having that conversation with you, and you broke it down to where, dog, I was in there, and it was palpable. It was,
yes.
Imagine walking around with that for 10 years. For as long as these conflicts be going on, we over there bombing dirt and going in caves, and this is constant. You grew up, it's all you've ever known is people walk around with AKs and SRPs and Russian, all this stuff. And children are involved and car side bombings and all this other stuff. That's the issue, is we've desanitized, we've sanitized the action of war. But then when we get on, he's the Secretary of War, Tom. He's the Secretary of War. We glamorize in war, and I think that's a bad look for a world power.
So look, but here's the thing though, bro. Who are you talking about? Okay, see, here's the thing. Did you grow up with bullies in your neighborhood? Okay. Did the bully talk about math?
Quadratic equations? Was the bully talking about the Pythagorean theorem? No.
Was the bully saying, hey man, you want a cup of tea? What was the bully's conversation about?
Right,
fighting.
Right.
Kicking your ass. that.
Right, 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 right.
So that ain't nothing new.
Right, 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 right.
When you're a bully, that's what you're going to talk about, right? Yeah. You're going, well, you want to flex.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That ain't nothing new.
But let me ask this to you and the folks. Do y'all think that the American public considers themselves to appropriately be the bully? Because I think we consider ourselves to be the liberator of the world and the humanitarians of whatever and all. It's not like we the leading shining star and the sought after nation of everybody, and everybody wants to be like us and dress like us and talk like us and eat like us. We don't get us. Other people don't fool with us, Tom. Like if you go places, there's a list of places you probably shouldn't go.
So here's the thing, though, bro. Hold on. Let me just put some of these. So Hollow Point says, the side that is winning so far is still a war. Okay. And then Oberon says, why can't people go home anymore? What did they do to warrant their homes or schools being blown up? That's a whole nother situation, right? Because they shouldn't have, to your point, they shouldn't be blown up, right? And so that's
civilian casualties. We too smart to that. They be saying oopsies on the civilian casualties. That's crazy.
Wait a minute. No, what they said is they're collateral damage. they don't even see them as human.
Man.
It's collateral damage.
Man.
Hey, I remember my man, the Prime Minister of Israel said that.
Yeah.
We didn't mean to bomb him. It's just like collateral damage. Yeah. You know, it's like it's no big deal.
Right.
All right. I couldn't believe he said that.
Right.
Okay. And then who is this? Olipop says, personally, I feel like we are because multiple countries have made multiple threats towards the U.S., Iran, and South Korea in particular. So you never know if they're going to deliver on it.
Let's put a pin in this. Tone, here's the situation.
Right.
You get slick about the mouth, okay? And you start talking about me and mine. And you, man, if I see your ass again, it's blah, 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 blah. And I decide to come to Connecticut and do something. That's not me defending anything. That's offense. I can't. You talking crazy. It's not until y'all know the laws. People, let's stop acting crazy now. Olipop, let's stop acting crazy. The laws is you can retaliate or defend yourself. You have a right to self-defense. You can't defend my freedoms over there. That's proactive.
And look, let's be fair though, right? Listen, if that was the case, I would have been stomped a million times because I used to talk shit all the time, right? Because if I didn't talk shit, I probably would have got stoned. So right. I tried to, you know, I learned a long time ago. It's called preventing maintenance,
right?
So I'm gonna stomp a mud hole in your, and I get all grim and people back down, right? But I was scared to death, right? So if they would have retaliated, I would have been jammed up.
Right.
So you can just because somebody says some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Doesn't mean that's, you know, now if you're a bully,
mm-hmm.
then you'll use that.
You're looking for.
We got to get them before we get them.
Yep.
Right. That's where that comes from for the most part. And here's the other thing, man. And let's be fair. This is where we got to be fair here. Right. And we always talk narratives. Right. We talk narratives. And so the United States have also played a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're the shining place on the hill. You know, we believe in democracy and we always do the right thing and this and that. And to be fair, in some instances, we try to do the right thing. But we got covert operations going on. Overthrowing governments.
Absolutely.
Putting puppet governments in.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they're friendly to our interests.
That's right.
To that nature. But we always did it behind closed doors. All right.
Yeah.
So let's look at Iran. Most people don't know this. Let's look at Iran. Okay. You remember what was his name? Shah Iran. Do you remember, with the Shah Iran?
Khomeini?
You know who he was?
Was that?
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking it's Iran. Khomeini was after.
Okay.
But the Shah of Iran.
Okay. I don't remember him.
He was the person that was the leader of Iran. All right. The reason he got overthrown by Khomeini.
Oh, okay.
Because he was a puppet person for the U.S. They put him in place.
Okay.
Right? Look it up. You guys can look it up. The Shah of Iran, the United States backed him and put him in place.
Okay.
And then Khomeini and his people overthrew. That's when it became radical.
Okay.
All right. Now, not to say Iran's always, but look it up, flat out, right? But before Khomeini and them overthrew the Shah of Iran, look at it. That was your United States boy. You want to tell you some other boys that was put in place?
Who was that?
Who was the dude in Iraq?
Saddam.
Yeah, United States put him there.
Yeah.
All right, because they needed him.
Yeah.
Because when Khomeini took over, they wanted, because this is the thing, Iran and Iraq used to have a war for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Neighbor
for
war.
Years.
Yep.
Right? And so they put Saddam there. They let Saddam take over because he was fighting Iran for them.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So they, and then guess what? He got big for his britches and then he turned. Yeah. Right? So,
yep.
So, this happens all the time, bro,
just
to be fair, right? Yeah. And so we do our dirt, okay? But we play the role as the place, you know, the Statue of Liberty and all that type stuff. But United States can be, you know, you ever listen to, what's my group, what's my boys? They were Rage Against the Machine. You ever listen to Rage Against the Machine?
I haven't.
Oh, do you never? Oh,
no, I haven't.
You should listen to some of their music, bro. Okay. That's what they talk about. That's what their lyrics is about, the hypocrisy.
Okay. they probably got disappeared.
Bruh, you ever see, what was it? What's my flick? The one with Keanu Reeves. The Matrix.
The Matrix, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All of them, yeah.
You know the music at the end of The Matrix?
Okay, yeah.
That's Rage Against the Machine.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
And if you listen to those lyrics, they just played the music. That's Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
That's why they played it. It was Rage Against the Machine. So it's other words, they're mad against the machine, which is the United States, the system. Okay, so check Rage Against the Machine out. They're really good, though, bro, but their lyrics. But go ahead, say your thoughts.
No, I was just going to say, before we get into how we are affected and why this is a problem for us directly, let's go into the engagement moment for this week. And so this episode, we wanted to shout out the first person you ever had a fight with, whether it was verbal or physical, but that was the moment that you had to defend yourself. And you'll never forget it. You had to nut up and figure it out at that time. You can put their first name in the chat. It could, if it's a family member, that's just going to be, you know, low hanging fruit. But if it's somebody where you had to, you know, go over their house or 3 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? The whole, all of this, you know what I'm saying? Put that out there. And, the bully that you had, unless you was the bully. And if that's the case, statute of limitations ran out. You can go ahead and say it. I remember, I'm not going to use me this week. I remember my daughter, was in grade school, and I got a call that she had, it was some girls that wasn't liking her, and I don't know if it was racial or whatever, but the moral of the story was, I was like, hey, listen, you got to be unafraid to chop a throat. That'll stop it all. If you don't be worried about protecting yourself, first of all, keep your eyes open, and the first chance you get, chop the throat, and it'll end all of that. And she was so
you were telling her what time it is,
right? Yeah, you got, man, once you take out that windpipe, that's the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't a lot of flexing when you can't breathe up in here.
The windpipe.
Yeah,
the windpipe.
And that'd be that. But everybody's gotten to a kerfuffle at some point in time. So if you wanted to highlight that and kind of get that off your chest after all these years, put it on in the chat.
I'm trying to think, and we'll discuss it. Obviously, it's going to be a sibling.
Yeah.
Okay? Because me and my brother used to fight all the time, right? So that would be the first.
Yeah.
That would be the first.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, oh, you know what? Was that a fight? Was that? So I don't think I ever told this story.
Okay.
I think I was 9.
Okay.
Right? I told you, bro. I was a skinny little kid, right?
Okay.
So I learned a long time ago, I'm going to intimidate people and just let them know what time it is, you know, so they ain't want to mess with me. So it was this kid. I forget his name. And then when I was at his house, I had everybody in the neighborhood scared, right? And I was at his house.
Okay.
I wasn't a bully, but I was just like, because I knew I, you know, I wasn't imposing. I wasn't an imposing figure.
Right.
I had to use my verbal skills, right, to scare people, right? But I remember I was at his house and we were playing something. And then he did something. I got mad and I was like, I'm going to kick your ass. And we started tussling. And he got me into like a headlock. And his sister lived downstairs, right? And he was scared. So he was stomping on the floor, Ruby. You know, trying to get her right. to come up before I got loose, right? Right. And then, you know, she came up and broke us up, right? Then he started going around the neighborhood. I kicked Tony ass.
He took the win. It was a team win. It was a team win.
He was
win.
All proud. And yeah. was like, man, what was his name? I can't remember. It was like, did he? I was like, hell no. But yeah, bro. I think that might have been the first one.
He let it be known. Well, it looked like
we got a few here right here.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Hollow Point said my big sister was whooping on him. He started his career off 0-2.
0-2. Yeah, I love it.
And then, oh, okay, your first bully was probably your dad. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. It's perception. Yeah. That's all about perspective, right? He said, was your dad Joe Jackson?
Chris, you was your dad Joe Jackson? Yo, I heard that the Michael Jackson movie is pretty good. Did you go see it?
I have not. People have said that, yeah, that people said that it's good. And the young man, his nephew, is talented. So, but let.
Oh, guess what?
What's that?
Real quick.
Yeah.
You remember when I was at Martha's Vineyard?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we did the live show there?
Mm-hmm.
We were at the film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And this brother came on. You probably not. And you was having a hard time hearing him. I was giving him the mics and stuff. Remember that?
Yep.
Well, after we got off, he's a lawyer in Jersey. And he was telling me that his son was going to be in this movie. He didn't say the name. He was like, man, my son is auditioning for this movie, this big movie. I can't tell you what it is, blah, 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 blah. The dude texted me last week and said, what's up, Tone? How you doing? I just want to let you know my son is in the Michael Jackson movie. I was like, get the fuck out of here. His son plays Tito.
Okay.
I think Tito. Yeah, man. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, keep them coming in, and we'll shout them out when we get to them. But I know that we talked about the big, fat, and happy concept of it, and right now it seems like it's not affecting us directly. But in fact, like you said, Tone, there's an extreme direct effect beyond just the gas and beyond just right now. So let me show this clip, and we'll get into what that's all about.
This morning, 3 weeks into President Trump's war with Iran, the Pentagon now preparing to ask Congress for an additional $200 billion to fund the fight. And Secretary Hegseth says they might need even more.
As far as $200 billion, I think that number could move, obviously. It takes money to kill bad guys.
The president has said this is just an excursion, that the war will end soon. Reporters then asking him why he needs so much more money.
Mr. President, if the war is almost over, why is the Pentagon going to ask Congress for an additional $200 billion?
Well, we're asking for a lot of reasons beyond even what we're talking about in Iran. When this is a very volatile world.
Trump also implying the money will help build up the military.
So we want to be sure, and it's a small price to pay to make sure that we stay tippy-top.
The president's...
So listen, Tone, he want to make sure we stay tippy-top. You hear what I'm saying? The concept of what is going on here, just it bothers me to no end because I don't... Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, I was trying to change the screen.
Okay, cool. Change it back. Okay. But the concept is this. As you stated, we're talking about gas prices. We're talking about this and that. $200 billion. Now, keep in mind, this conflict started February the 28th. So in about two weeks, we'll be at 2 months into this. That was 3 weeks in where they asked for an extra $200 billion. Reuters and ABC have said that we spent $29 billion on this war so far, on just the war. We're not talking about the 401k hits and the stock market effects and the world economy stuff that we did because we came in haphazard and messed up the flow of oil and rice and all this other stuff. So we're paying for this, you know what I'm saying? Out the nose. And we don't. So those are the effects that we're feeling, but we're not tying that directly to why are we doing this? What is the ultimate gain?
Well, here's the thing, though, bro. So number one, and this is why Hesek, that dude, see, this he ain't even qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. This is his answer. All right, it costs money to kill bad guy. That's the most you could come up
with.
That's it.
$200 billion. Bad guy. Right? You said bad guy.
You can murder somebody in Detroit for $500. All right, you can put a hit on somebody for $500. All right, you're going to tell me you need $200 billion to kill bad guy. See, this is what I'm saying. Just the dumbest shit. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, bro. Let's back up, because this is where people, and I just don't understand. And let's ask the crowd. How can we move the crowd? In August of 2025, what did we do?
Oh, start. You talk about
what
the
cuts?
What did
we do? No, not the cuts. We talking about conflict. What did we do in August 2025?
Was that what we went and got to do? No. Or when we threatened Greenland?
We bombed Iraq.
Okay.
I mean, we bombed Iran.
Okay, right? Okay.
Remember, we did a preemptive strike because what?
Well, that's right, to knock out their nuclear capabilities. Yeah, the bunker buster. Yeah, I forgot about that. Busters, I'll be forgetting, right? Tone. It's so much.
I ain't forgot. All right. So then he said this was successful. We took out their nuclear capability. That was in August.
Now,
6 months later, you come and bombing them again and say, we got to get their nuclear stuff. You see my point here, man. So number one, you did this shit in August and used these bunker and talked about our technology, and it dug a mile under the ground and got to their nuclear stuff. And this shit is, we did what we needed to do, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then touted it. And then you come back. Oh, we didn't do it. So now we got to do it again. Okay, and then now all of a sudden you're talking money for something. So let me ask you this: did they have any capabilities? When we talk about war, we said one of the definitions of war is what, Chris?
As far as them declaring it, as far as it being declared,
not declaring it, this war on both sides is both sides.
Oh, missile strike, a strike,
right?
Yep.
Right. Did they have any capabilities to reach us, to hurt us?
Yes,
Iran did.
No, Iran did not. No, they did not. Not the continental U.S. No.
That's what we're talking about. Did they have any capabilities from weapons to reach the continental U.S.?
No way.
So they wasn't a threat to us. You see my point here?
Right.
And then all the projections, they wouldn't have that capability for 2, 3, 4 years, whatever the case may be. Right? So it was all bullshit.
Right.
Okay? And then, so a lot of times, man, let's just go back to what we said. When you dealt with bullies, when I dealt with bullies in Detroit, you know, they wasn't coming, talking to, I couldn't ask them for math questions, okay? They always wanted to fight, all right? They always wanted to flex their muscles, but they wasn't very strategic.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? They were thinking about nubbing right now.
Right.
And that would be it. They wouldn't be thinking about, he may come back with a brick.
Right. Right.
Later on, it hit me over the head in the alley. So, you know, they're not thinking that. And that's where we are right now. That's why they come in and saying $200 billion, because they spent a lot of money on stuff they didn't have to do.
But see, here's the issue. Oprah Bill said this here on the chat. The priorities that we have. Doge came in with Elon Musk, foreign national, okay? And basically fired a lot of good black women. For sure, that's been in the news. A lot of governmental officials and employees. And basically, it was touted that they collected or secured $9.6 billion. Well, the first 12 days, they spent 16 of that on Iran. Okay? That's first 12 days. First 12 days. Like I said, we're coming up on 2 months. First 12 days. So that's gone. They created these tariffs that we got to pay back. Like, all of this is a scheme, bro. It's a money grab. You came up with a number out of your ass, $200 billion. I'm sorry, 200. They might as well did this like Dr. Evil, $100 billion. Like, I need some receipts. I need some qualifiers.
No. All you need to know is it costs money to kill bad guys.
and Oprah said the Department of Justice terminated grants for $50 million. For local police, victim services.
$500 million.
$500 million. So all of this stuff where we're suffering nationally, the Department of Education suffered 46% workforce reduction. Remember when all that was going on, we need to clean out the swamp. And we need to, it's so much corruption. And it's so much, and it's you. What are you talking about? It's so much corruption.
But
it's
again,
you.
Again though, man. But yeah, exactly. But again, the story changed. Not only that, hold on. Because we can't have you thinking about we. You just, as a matter of fact, it's working because you forgot they bombed them in
August. I did.
All right, because you know why? Because they're throwing the Epstein stuff at you.
That's right.
Now they're showing that there's aliens.
Man.
They just released the UFO file.
Yeah,
right? Who cares?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? If you don't think that there's other life and you don't need to be known about it. You don't need to learn about anything anyway.
Right.
It's just a waste of time. Right. But they're trying to distract you. Okay. Well, hold on. What's that? Hollow Point said Men in Black didn't need 200 billion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, right. this is, but if we don't know anything, we know that this is weak and it's distracting. And like you said, it's the chaos theory. It's that level of discomfort. And we got to realize it's the boiling frog, right? We in the pot and it's boiling. We got to jump out because this is quickly being run like a true Trump business, fraudulent claims. An eventual government bailout due to bankruptcy. That's what he does. This has been a bad situation. But regardless of all that, when I said $200 billion and I said they're asking that from Congress, this is on top of money that's already been spent. Why don't people make the connection that Congress means my taxes? Congress ain't just sitting on money. That's not a person that's got a bank account. They talking about my taxes.
But see, here's the thing. Again, bro. You're 100% correct, right? But again, people, it don't work that way. People don't think of it that way, right? And let's be fair. You know, how much is it of your taxes?
20, well, I think I'm not talking about how
much. No, see,
the dollar figure? Yeah, right.
That's the point, right?
I can't get
you. Yeah, it's $5 of my taxes, all right? It's everybody. You see what I'm saying? So when, again, man, if there was back in the olden days when they were knocking on your door and you didn't have the money, they were
tax collector with the Dobermans, right?
Or taking your cows.
Right.
Then
right.
you would say, they took my cow to fight the Roman.
Right.
All right. Then you'll feel it, right? But again, man, when it's so far away, so everything you're saying, Chris, is 100% right. It's our taxes, it's this and that, the whole nine yards. But again, people don't see that coming out their pocket. Okay. See, again, when you think of war, when your building ain't being crashed or you ain't got air raid sirens or you ain't got to go in a bunker, you're like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our gas prices is too high because of this war. That's all. That's the only way we getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Where other people dying, all right? Mm-hmm. And their infrastructure is destroyed. Their way of life is messed up. Their kids don't have schools to go to. They don't have no hope in terms of what their future looks like. So that's war. Right.
Absolutely.
The only effect that we have is gas prices. All right. And so, buddy, that's why I'm saying these are conflicts and they're and to what everybody wrote in the chat about all the other things that money could have been used for right here domestically. And you stated it as we get ready to close. You stated it that, hey, he came in as the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we've had nothing but conflicts and we got money being thrown all the way out, and they cut all these other things that people, the farmers, and everybody could use. That money could have been taking care of a lot of people who could have been doing a lot better, but now it's being wasted on some stuff that really wasn't necessary.
Yeah, and I agree. And the bad part about it is we get vitriol and outrage at the election time over the economy and over my eggs and over my milk and over my gas. That level of animus needs to happen in these times because, you know, and I appreciate all the comments and like I over said, it takes money to fight bad guys, even if the bad guy is the president. That's treasonous. It's treasonous. But, you know, but we started with this and we'll close with this. The United States has not formally declared war. That's just a fact since World War II. So we've done a bad job of how we categorize things. But since then, we've fought in wars all over the world. Like you said, Tony, it's not here. So if I don't feel it, it might not be that. But maybe the issue is not whether America is at war. The issue is, have we changed the language so much so that war no longer feels like war? Because I swear to you, it's due to those people who are displaced forever and can never go back to their ancestral homes or trinkets and different things that they held dear for centuries no longer even exist. It's rubble. So when war stops feeling like war, it becomes easier to start, easier to fund, easier to justify, and harder to end. And that's the danger that we have, because people are not paying attention to the fact that we have been at conflict. As big, fat, and happy as we are, and I love this, I love the feeling, but it's something in the back of my mind saying we've been at conflict my entire life. So, yeah.
And to be fair, though, man, but it probably was no different prior to your life and our life, mm-hmm. right? There's always been conflicts, right? But it's really, really sad. So I totally agree. But I appreciate you putting this topic together, because it was something definitely needed to talk about. And more importantly, we want to thank you for jumping on and being on BEP Live. And don't forget, this is just one of many shows that we have. So before we wrap, check us out. Check out all of our other shows, from Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton to Pull Up, Speak Up, our roundtable, and a Mixed Executive Perspective podcast with Grace Food and Corey, right? We have different shows, different perspectives, but we got one mission, and that's making uncomfortable conversations comfortable.
And then also at this time, we'd like to remind you of our call to action. Our goal is to eliminate all forms of discrimination. And to achieve this, we ask for everyone to embrace LESS, L-E-S-S. The L stands for learn. Educate yourself on racial, cultural, political, and world nuances.
Yeah, and then after you learn, you have the letter E, which stands for empathy. Now, since you've learned, now you should be more empathetic to people in their situations, because you can put yourself in their shoes.
And then the first S stands for share. And it's what you guys do with us live every Tuesday. Share your insights, enlighten others. And that's the only way we can truly grow and understand what's going on around here.
Absolutely. And the final S stands for stop. We want everyone to stop discrimination as it walks in your path. It is simple. If Aunt Jenny, Uncle Joe says something at the Sunday dinner table that's inappropriate, instead of sitting there with your mouth open or you giggling, you say, Aunt Jenny, Uncle Joe, we don't believe that. We don't say that. And you stop it right there. So if everyone can incorporate less, L-E-S-S, we'll have a fairer, more understanding world. And guess what, guys? We'll all see the change that we want to see, because less will become more.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. Check out our episodes that's hot as hell on the flagship program of Black Executive Perspective, where we interview leading individuals of all industries. And we definitely want you to check that out and make sure you comment on those. Keep coming back to the live. Review us. Let us know what you want to hear about. If you want to jump on, go to a Black exec. Send us something. We had some folks last week. We'd love to have you jump on.
Oberyn came on. Yeah,
absolutely. And Felicia came on. Also, check out the Podcast Academy. It's in the chat here, www.execpodcastacademy.com. If you have an interest in this and you feel like you want to get behind the mic and have a message, we can help give you the game. But where else can they find us besides this, Tony?
Buddy, they can find the Black Executive Perspective podcast wherever they get their podcasts. Follow us on our social channels of LinkedIn, X, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram at a Black Exec. And before you leave today, help us out a little bit. Why don't you go to the like button right now as you're on, and just give us a like and give us a quick little comment how great the show is. That's going to help us grow this show, because the more people that like and engage with it, it'll be awesome. So Oberyn, I see you said you had fun. Do me a favor, bro. Hit that like button.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? Everybody hit the like button and the whole nine yards, because at the end of the day, by doing that, it's going to help our show grow.
Absolutely. And until next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, we hope that you tell a friend to tell a friend, and we'll see you then.
Absolutely. You guys take care, and thank you.